Condon Uncensored.
And a Mayor Kip Holden is in his final year in office. Might want to think about doing what a mayor in South Africa has decided to do. What do you think? Good idea, Beth?
I'm going to let you finish the story.
Well, the mayor of South African province of Ukela, that's Dadu Mazibuka, it's a lady, is wanting free college scholarships to girls down there who are virgins. They will be regularly subjected to medical examinations until they graduate.
That's the oddest thing I've heard. In a long time.
And once their hymen
in
is
a month,
broken,
probably.
They can't go to school no more.
Okay, all right. Don't talk about that. We know what virgin means.
All right. Mayor Mazibuka, who's a lady, says she believes the scholarships will encourage female students down in South Africa to focus on their studies and discourage teen pregnancy.
You know, when I first heard that, I thought it was crazy, but it actually makes a little bit of sense.
If teenage girls think their parents are too intrusive now, checking their texts and their online activity, just imagine if their daughter could get a free college tuition if she was a virgin.
No joke.
Or their free college tuition was taken away.
No, education.
You know, if that hymen was no longer there.
Oh.
Now, and I thought about this, and it, I went to the website.
You just can't leave it at that, no.
I went to the website, chastitybelt.com. So for fathers out there, Mayor Kip Holden kicks us in. Fathers out there, if your daughter's a senior in high school, now I don't know if the mayor's going to do it. John Delgado, who's running for mayor, if he kind of like loops this in when he becomes mayor, hopefully. A chastity belt at chastitybelt.com. The cheapest chastity belt is $139. It's called the SS Avenger.
I would love to see the history of your search engine.
Well worth the price for 4 years of free college tuition, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Lock and key, baby.
That's a
lock
good
that
point.
Thing up.
That's a...
Put the key to the bank. Put the key to the bank. Our tax dollars pay for public education. If the same rule was implemented, a lot of teenage girls wouldn't be able to stay in school here in Baton Rouge.
Oh, gosh. Anywhere, Rich.
See, the promiscuous girls at private schools, mom and dad are paying for their education. So, you know, it's up to mom and dad to instill values and principles. But anyway, I'm not sure if the mayor of Baton Rouge is going to do it, a mayor of any other municipality and city in this thing.
Mess.
But hats off to the mayor. The mayor down in South Africa, the province of Ukele, Dadu Mazibuka. She says if your daughter's a virgin and remains a
free college for virgins.
But guess what? They're going to check the V every now and then.
Oh, my gosh. All right. There is no good segue.
Condon Uncensored on Eagle 98.1.
Eagle 98.1, the rock station. Condon Uncensored kicking off. How you feeling? You feeling a bit better?
I'm good. I mean, okay. I'm a little bit better. But, you know, everybody out there has their own problems. And you know what's crazy? It's kind of like when all of a sudden at like 2 a.m. On a Tuesday morning, that sort of thing. And you wake up and all of a sudden it's, you want to put on like the wardrobe of like 20 co-eds, 20 fraternity guys. You just want sweatshirts with Greek letters and stuff. It's all of a sudden you're like chilling. You can't stop being cold.
Yeah.
And it's just miserable.
Well, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much. Well, you know what? Hey, thanks for everything you did for me yesterday.
Oh, pumpkin. I didn't do anything, but you're welcome. So I need you. You know what? That's a good segue. Then you owe me something, right?
Relatively as always. Even if I wasn't here yesterday, I would still owe you.
I need you to put, I need a wake-up call because I'm starting to feel a bit psychotic here. I've got a friend.
Wait, time out. Can I get a 20-second time out and get college basketball?
You're going to take it.
Wait, you're starting to feel a little psychotic.
Starting to feel a bit obsessive, and I think I'm starting to scare one of my friends, and I need you to just tell me I'm going crazy. I need to hear it.
Well, you know what? Before you even tell me the story, no, you are going crazy.
Whatever.
I don't even have to hear the
story. All right, one of my really good guy friends, I've been asking for like a month and a half, kind of through the holidays, let's go get lunch, let's catch up, like 3 days a week, right? I'm not going to throw his name out there because, you know, a lot of people know him. And seriously, for 3 days a week, I'd say for about a month and a half to 2 months, I've been saying, do you want to get lunch? Do you want to get lunch? Can you buy me some lunch? Let's go get lunch, blah, blah. Every single day, he has an excuse. Finally, today, I think I've realized that I need to stop. I think I need to take a hint.
What kind of guy friend is this, though? What kind of guy friend?
I mean,
kind of like a
I know this is like alien territory to you that guys and girls can be friends. I am fully aware of that, but just go with me.
I see the Martian baby coming out of your belly. I get that. I know
I'm
alien to all of this.
Friends have lunch all the time, so don't even go down that route. But he won't take me to lunch. So I tell me that I need to leave him alone and take the hint.
No, I think you need to leave the guy alone.
I do too.
Let the old man take you to lunch.
He does.
Let a client take you to lunch.
He does, but sometimes when
it's a guy friend, you're calling a guy friend to take you to lunch. That's crazy.
No, you're going the completely wrong direction.
I'll tell you one thing.
You know what?
We got to get you some help.
I know.
Quick.
Whatever.
Seriously, quick.
All right.
And you take one a day.
Condon Uncensored.
Condon Uncensored underway.
And a cheerleader. Do you think they serve a purpose?
Yes, I think chicks. Why would you start off with that? Yes, Conan, cheerleaders serve a purpose.
At the NFL level.
You just sounded like a J.A.
At the NFL level. You think at the NFL level they serve a purpose?
Sure, they serve a purpose,
You think guys in the stands are getting rowdy because there's a bunch of 25-year-old ladies who dye their hair and they're out there?
I think the guys don't mind looking at the hot chicks and the little kids like it, yes.
Okay. Well, one NFL team has settled a lawsuit. I don't know if you folks heard about this. An NFL team, 52 cheerleading boo-boos. The girls sued the team because they weren't paid to practice, and the girls had to pay for their own makeup.
Okay. Now, I mean, I'm not on board with that.
Now, Anna, let me ask you this. If you're a cheerleader, you know what you got to look like when you show up to cheer for the
you
team,
do.
Right?
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar.
You know, down the road by the cemetery, that's where the other team's going to be buried, whatever the hell.
What?
Well, anyway, the football players don't get paid to practice. It's part of what they have to do to play on Sunday for pay, right?
That's a good point.
Okay. Football players have to buy their own personal hygiene products. These girls would be wearing the same makeup and hairstyles if they were sitting in the stands instead of shaking their pom-poms in their behinds.
I do agree with that, absolutely.
Okay, so you and I are on the same
page.
They're
good-looking women.
This is crazy.
They're good-looking women.
You and I on the same page.
Let me talk. Who take care of themselves. So, yeah, they're going to dress up wherever they go.
Well, anyway, the girls, we talked about 52 cheerleaders for the Jets organization. Yeah, the Jets, 52 of them, and they were guaranteed $150 a game.
Okay.
Okay, fine. And they're saying that the Jets didn't pay them more money to practice. The Jets organization didn't pay them to get their hair done. The Jets organization didn't pay them to get their makeup done. Well, when you sound
when you sound up
for the gig, didn't you know that they're not going to pay for your makeup?
Right.
They're not going to pay for your hair.
You knew going into it. I'm with you.
Going into it. So all of these girls do it for the notoriety, the attention it brings.
Sure.
And for the fun, right?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Hoping to find a rich husband and some guy to impregnate them.
I was waiting on you to say that.
Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'd say a few of them.
So look, a lot of these ladies are professional ladies, but you signed up to have fun. You signed up to go out and party with your friends and everybody knew who you were in a local party community.
I'm with you completely.
So now all of a sudden you're going to sue the organization. Damn the Jets.
No one's making you do this.
We're going to pay you $324,000. Now they got to split it up 52
ways. See, that's the crazy part. The Jets gave in. That's the crazy part of this to me.
52 women knew what the job paid and the responsibilities that came with it. And now one NFL team has succumbed to their pouting. $324,000 worth is going to be split amongst 52 women. And a lot of those girls, not all of them, but some of them, they hooked up with the kicker at the bar. They hooked up with the third-string tight end. And all they were looking for is a little lifelong guarantee. And they're hoping this guy plants the seed, then she's got to get child support from this guy.
Condon, uncensored.
You can hear Richard and myself, Anna, team up every weekday, Monday, 3 to 7, for the latest edition of Condon Uncensored on Eagle 98.1.